The perfect pitcher, the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this. Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do?
I'ma just do it.
What is happening? You are right here on Rhymes and Poetry on Active FM, the show where all things rap, all things poetry, all things rhythm, all things listen are spoken about. And basically, I'm your girl, Nalzi Lee, and we are going to get into extremely hot topics. Today's a rap show. If you don't know what that means, we speak all things rap. And I have been going through this whole thing on whether record labels actually steal from the people or whether they have other ways of generating money. And so basically we are going to break down what the record labels are, how they make money and everything later on in the show. And before we get to that, we have our artist of the month, and I'm super excited to introduce you to our artist of the month, because this guy makes music that blows my mind. There's the one song that I listen to all the time, and it really is touching, which I'll speak about later in the show. But before we get to all the craziness of all the record labels and our artist of the week, we are gonna go into some quick music. But before we get into that, I'm gonna let you guys know where you can find us. If you're looking for us on the socials, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at ActiveFM777. If you're looking for our website, it is www.activefm.co.za. And if you're looking for Rhymes and Poetry, because you just want to get to the place where there's the most, you can get to Rhymes and Poetry at Rhymes and Poetry 777 on Instagram. Make sure that you get there, like, share, download, do the most. As I always say, it's the only time you can do the most, so do the most. And we are gonna go into some quick music. This is Active Worship, and it is entitled Destination.
This is Given Illustrative Masilela. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
and yes, I'm on a team. Working in purpose, I'm jumping in. Your Holy Spirit is guiding me. Purpose is driven to infinity. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, the Bible.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Our destination is heaven, and that's what the song was all about, and I'm in love with that song. I mean, I love the way they mix the worship music with the rap music. I love the beat on the song. It is an absolute hit by Active Worship. If you're looking for Active Worship because you're like, man, I just need to go and download that song, you can go download it on Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer, Spotify. I mean, listen, wherever you get your music, you can get Active Worship. Make sure you buy the album. It is entitled Inception. And now, to tell you guys who our artist of the week is, I'm gonna first start off by telling you his most famous phrase, and this is what he's basically said: we have to step up and meet people where they are. That's how you're gonna create change. And if you still don't know who I'm speaking about, hello, I'm speaking about William Lee Barefield III, otherwise known to you guys as Trip Lee. And if you don't know who Trip Lee is, we're gonna go into some basics of who Trip Lee is, and you're gonna find out a little more about him. And then I encourage you after the show to go and download his music. That's so you can hear for yourself what I'm talking about. So he was born on December the 17th, 1987. Now listen, I was born in December, and I have to say, I always had bad experiences as a child, because like, everyone's birthdays would be during the year, and like, they'd all celebrate their birthdays at school and stuff, and get balloons and flowers, and then my birthday was during the holidays. I was like, when do I get my flowers? And then my friends had this thing of, we'll give you your flowers on the last day of school and your balloons and stuff, and then they'd always forget. So I was always like, I don't like being born at the end of the year. Plus, when you're born at the end of the year, you're younger than every single person that was born in the same year as you. So you'll always be the youngest of the people that were born in your year. Well, he was born on the 17th of December. I don't know if he shares the same sentiments. I was born on the 21st of December, and he was born in 1987. If you guys do not know, 1980s is my era. I, in my head, was born in the 1980s. Listen, even though I'm not the age that the 1980s people are, I was born in the 1980s. I lived in the 1980s because I just love everything about the 1980s. And he is an American Christian rapper, singer, poet, and author. Yes, he writes books. Signed to Reach Records, he has recorded both as a solo artist and as a founding member of the 116 Click. Now, if you don't know what the 116 Click is, listen, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit more about it on shows to come. But go and download 116, and it's called Light Work, and listen to them, and you'll really, really, really fall in love. Originally from Dallas, Texas, he now resides in Dallas, Texas as a young adult and pastor at the Concord Church. And the church is basically the church that he grew up in. And he first gained recognition after appearing on the Reach Records website at the age of 16. His third album, Between Two Worlds, was nominated for the Dove Awards and won Stellar Award of the Best Hip Hop Album in 2011. Now, we have gone through his birth name, where he was born, and basically the fact that he does Christian hip-hop and Southern hip-hop. And I just want to take you guys a little bit more into his personal life. So, Trip Lee is married to Jessica Barefield, and they were married in 2009, and the couple have two children. And Lee is basically an evangelical Christian. So, he basically goes out and evangelizes to people, telling them about the word and inviting people to come to church. Lee attended the Kane University and Boys College, and he was an undergraduate at the School of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. And he's basically from there flourished. He's been nominated for 5 awards. He's won one of those awards. And basically, if you don't know what the Dove Awards are, they're called the GMA Dove Awards. But it is basically an accolade of gospel music. And basically, the Gospel Music Association gives awards to the gospel singers. And obviously, in big awards like the BETs and stuff, they'll have one award for the best gospel album or whatever. But the Dove Awards is basically centered around Christian music. So they have different categories, because now that we are discovering that Christian music is not just hymns, they have different categories, and they basically give people awards when they're doing well in the musical sphere. And he's basically won one of these awards. And what I can say about Trip Lee, basically, my favorite song of his is called Sweet Victory. And it basically speaks about his triumph over all the circumstances. If you don't know, Trip Lee has been sick for a while. And he's an associate pastor at a church. And while pastoring, he's also doing music, and he does vocations as a Christian rap artist. While he's an assistant pastor in a DC church and a published author with his duties as a husband and a father of two, he basically is multitasking, because this guy is a father, he's a husband, he does music, and he's an assistant pastor at the church, all the while living with a chronic disease. And this disease is a chronic fatigue syndrome, which most of the time leaves him bedridden. And from the age of 26, he's had this way. Most of the times he can't move and he's sick, but he's still going out there, he's still preaching the word, he's still preaching the message of victory. And that's what I loved about Sweet Victory. It's like, no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad your situation is, because many times people are like, oh my goodness, I'm sick, it's God, God hates me, he's making me sick so that I don't do this or I don't do that. We usually go blaming God for what is happening in our lives. And in Sweet Victory, he's actually praising God and thanking God that I've been alive this long. You guys don't know the real struggle. He speaks about the fact that he doesn't want temporary fixes, because the world has a lot of temporary fixes to his life and his life issues. And he goes on to say that he's found the one real fix, and that is God. And that amazes me. It blows my mind for a person living with a chronic disease to actually be in such a place of praise. It is such a good testimony to share out there. And that's why I love the song. When I'm feeling like down and I'm feeling like life is beating me up, I usually just listen to that song. And it's a big encouragement, because it reminds me again that no matter what you're going through, you have Sweet Victory. And I love putting it this way: we have overwhelming victory because of the blood of Jesus and because of what Jesus has done for us. And before we get into the mess of record labels, what they are, what they do, and all of that, we are gonna go into some ads, and I'll see you right after.
Yeah, 25 on the rack, bringing all the truth back. Everybody we know, we never own no slack. And we don't need no friends, only ride with my day ones. Jesus my main one, and I've been on the low for the longest now, trying to make it through. Yeah, my team, we the strongest now, different kind of crew. Everybody know I'm on it now, your boy is making moves. And God be on our side, so you know we never lose, never lose. Every day a miracle, so you know I gotta work, boy, I'm taking advantage. I'm talking on another level, talking fast, talking strong like I'm speaking in Spanish. Steph Curry, we don't see show, going for the ship, and we 3-0. You DeAndre at the free throw, and I wish you would, Home Depot. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do.
Cold dirty rice, boy, you know it's gonna be rough.
No, it's gonna be
so I barbecue a beef, sweet baby Ray's, know I got the sauce. Kids gotta eat, It's the realest thing that I'll ever say. So when it come down to this right here, I don't mess around like it's a first date. Yeah. Only competition staring in the mirror, and I gotta kill him just to be a winner. I am not suicidal, but I am liable to go kamikaze. I'ma catch a body, that's a body for the body. Wrestle like I'm Roddy Roddy, Master P, I'm body, body, body. Standing taller than Yao Ming, gotta go to outer space to stop it. Why would you ever try to stop it? You better find a different rocket. Yeah. This is that, we are not losing, you know I'ma do what I gotta. I'm still here, thank the Lord that he been great. That's RMG, reflect God, reflect greatness.
I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move, we taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you oughta do. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move, we taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you oughta do. These artists want my managers, these managers wantin' me, I know we all not grind, but take several seats, cause ain't nobody gon' break us, God don't make mistakes, so he put me on his team, cause this was supposed to be my place, so I'm grindin' till I'm on a TV screen sitting with Ellen, we only taking W's, we ain't taking no Ellen, how my team roll, got these dudes sitting scary, they thought that we was out there, roll my obituary, I can't believe God drafted me on the winning team, and that's tenfold. Jumping over hurdles, run away from Myrtle like I'm Maddie Winslow. Every day a miracle, I just thank God that I'm living it out. Trying to make a change, but I gotta change a lot of things I'm still figuring out.
I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through. Get focused on this level, what you oughta do.
I just gotta do what I gotta do. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through. Get focused on this level, what you gotta do.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So now we are going to get into what record labels are. Many artists have been leaving their record labels. They've been complaining about their record labels, saying that their record labels are basically robbing them. And now I don't want to go through this series where we're speaking about the whole mess behind record labels and not know both sides of the story. So this is a focus on the record labels, how they make money and what they do for the artists. And then last week we dove in a little bit onto the stealing part of the record labels, and then next week we are basically going to go into how the artists actually feel like they're being robbed by the record labels and what the actual fix could be for this. But record companies make money by marketing and investing heavily on their products. In this case, the products are obviously the artists and the artist's music. For smaller labels, record costs average $15,000 per album. For large labels, it's between $100,000 and $500,000 and up, basically depending on who the artist is and what they have to put into it. Now, I asked myself, what percentage do the record labels take? Because it's very important to know what percentage a record label is going to take. For me, many artists these days are not writing their own music. So you'll find that the record label will mix them up with songwriters. Then obviously the songwriters will write the songs and the artists will basically sing the songs and stuff. Not to say that the artists don't deserve the money, but there needs to be a fair split of the money between the songwriters, the record labels, and the artists themselves. So the percentage they take, this is basically what it says. Most record labels have no profits to speak of, as 95% of the artists do not generate royalty checks. And this is according to the Berklee College professor of music, and basically her name is Maggie Lange. In major labels, after all costs are paid and retail takes its cut, the labels take profits under $2 per CD sold, or between 15 and 20%. So this is what it's supposed to be. After all the costs have been split and whatever, per CD sold, they take $2, which is small. If you think about it, with regards to how much a CD costs, CDs usually go for, I know in South Africa, when we used to buy CDs years back, it used to be around 150 and 200 rand. $2 here is about 20 rand. So then they'd be taking about 20 rand of the money that was made off the CD. And if you look at it, if they sell 1,000 CDs, that's $2,000 that the record label hypothetically would take, which is around 15 to 20%. Now, if we do our math, then we'd say that the artist takes 85 to 80% of the money. But that's not true, because there's other costs that need to be paid. There's managers, there's songwriters, there's all that other stuff. And then being a record label executive isn't cool or fun. And that's what many people think. Ever since the worldwide sales peaked to 38 billion in 1999, the industry for record music has contracted less than half of that, which is 15 billion in 2014. It's not just sales, even profitability has found new lows. And we have seen the age move from vinyls, which are my favorite things in the whole world. I swear, I'm going to buy so many vinyls and have a room in my house which is just packed with vinyls, because I love them and I want a vinyl player, because I'm just that type of girl who likes like antique stuff. We move from the age of vinyls to the age of cassette tapes. In these ages, record labels were still making a decent amount of money. Then we then moved into the age of CDs, which CDs were being sold. I remember as kids, we used to go to stores in South Africa like Musica, Look and Listen, and they'd basically have a place where you could listen to the album that you wanted to buy and basically see if you wanted to buy it or not. We'd go in there, we'd listen to the music, we'd buy CDs, and this is how the record labels would make the money of CD sales. Also, the artists would be judged on how many CDs they have sold. Now, we've moved into an age of streaming. Streaming is different to all of this, and downloads as well. People are not going into shops anymore. They are downloading the music and they're streaming the music. It gets tricky because there's sites where you can download the music for free. Now, on those sites, the artists don't make any money. In turn, the record label doesn't make any money. On streaming sites, they make... Wow, I remember listening to a show and they were explaining the streaming amounts, like how much you make on streaming, which we'll speak about next week in the show, and it is incredibly low, because you're not buying the song, you're streaming it for that period of time, and then it basically still is on the internet. And then if you make 3,000 because of a song, so basically this is the background behind streaming, how record labels make money from streaming. And if the artist makes 3,000 because of a song that just got streamed on Spotify many times, you'll be splitting those royalties with your record label. Generally, the record label releases the album through its distributor, and the money gets paid to the distributor, which then pays it to the label, which then pays it to the artist as royalties. So if you look at the process, that is a very long process to go from the distributor to the record label to the artist. In between, there's the managers, there's this one who produced the music video, there's that one who produced this. It's just a lot of money that gets split. And streaming does not result in you getting a lot of money. So do artists get paid every time their song is played on radio? Performers and artists do not earn any royalties each time a song is played on the radio. Performance royalties are split amongst the songwriters. So basically, if your song is played on the radio, it's not being played, that's how you get paid. And I remember a radio DJ speaking about the fact that there'd be artists that pay radio DJs behind the scenes to play their music. It's solely for exposure. Once your music has been exposed to the relevant crowd, then now they can start streaming and downloading, buying your albums, and so on and so forth. So no, they do not get paid even from the music being played a lot on the radio. And we hear music a lot from these artists being played a lot on the radio. But also, we are moving now from a time of radio to a time of podcasts, where people are not listening to live radio as much anymore. Some people still do in cars because some of the cars still come with radios. But as we're progressing more and more, the cars are not coming with radios anymore. They're coming with ports where you can listen to your music by plugging in your USB cable or using Bluetooth or whatever. So now you download your music and you can listen to it straight from your phone in your car. And how much does it cost to book an artist as big as Justin Bieber? According to research, acts like Dave Matthews, Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake, Taylor Swift are the most expensive to book. With an estimated rate of 1 million plus per performance, while it'll run you around 125,000 to 175,000 to book an artist like Pharrell Williams. So Pharrell Williams, as big as we think he is only getting around 125,000 to 175,000, while the bigger artists like Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, well, Justin Bieber is not really into the music stuff anymore. We've seen him have a radical transformation through the Hillsong Church and through being pastored, where he's refusing to do tours because of the music that he used to make. And obviously when you do tours, people want to hear the old music you used to make, and he's moved away from that, so he's not doing that type of music anymore. But in previous years, when he used to do shows, he used to get paid R1 million per outing in his performances. And now the question is, are the record labels dying? Because if we're moving into a digital world, can the artists actually promote themselves digitally without a record label? Are they dying? For over a decade, it's been tempting to write off record labels for dead. But record labels aren't dying, at least not anytime soon. In fact, for the first time in years, the quarterly revenues are growing thanks to the explosion of the music subscriptions. So, no, they're not dying. They're actually going further than before. And now artists are usually, when they signed into these record labels, they're usually offered a 360 record deal. And now this is what a 360 record deal is. In the music industry, a 360 record deal, the artist agrees to give a company a percentage of an increased number of their revenue streams, often included in the sales of record music, live performances, and publishing, and more. And many people have complained about these 360 deals. Just to give you guys a brief background behind this 360 deal, and we'll deal with that a little more next week. But the best record labels, ranging from number one to number eight. So number eight is Columbia Records, which many artists are signed to. The next one is Cash Money Billionaire Records, which used to be Young Money, Cash Money, and then it moved to, it's been changing a lot. Let's just say that. The next one is Young Money Entertainment. Now that is when the split happened between Young Money, Cash Money, Billionaires. So basically it was split into Young Money Entertainment and Cash Money Billionaires. And Young Money Entertainment was basically run by Lil Wayne, and Cash Money Billionaires was run by Birdman. So Lil Wayne is doing better than Birdman in terms of the artists he signed, because obviously artists like Nicki Minaj, which she has come out and said that she's quitting the music business, just to say, and many people have called her bluff and said that she will come back, but because of artists like her, he's at number six. At number five is Atlantic Records. At number four is Epic Records. At number three is Aftermath, which is still alive after years. It's literally been decades that Aftermath has been around. Island, or Def Jam Music, which has signed artists such as Rihanna. And then the top record label is Warner Bros. And Warner Bros. Are doing big things in movies and in music. And that's basically record label business. I mean, if you look at the record label business that we've just spoken about, it seems like it is a very profitable industry. It seems like the record labels can make money without exploiting the artists. But next week, we are gonna go into the exploitation that happens in these record labels. And before we wrap the show up, because we are reaching the end of our show, we're gonna take a quick breather.
Hey, this is Ashley from Active Worship, and you're listening to Active FM.
How crazy has this show been? It has been a journey of discovery, going from the people who claimed they've been robbed by their record labels to record labels, what they do and how they make money, and the following show, we are going to speak about, are they actually stealing and what are the methods they use to steal from people? But before we get into all of that hype, remember that I'm doing these shows as an informative view, because many people are going into rap these days. Many people want to be rappers, and you need to open your eyes before signing any deal out of desperation. And this is what these shows is all about. It's all about opening your eyes to the bigger world that is out there, to the sharks and lions that are out there ready to take your money from you as an artist. So before you sign any deals, make sure you listen to these shows. Make sure you do your research and then you can go into it. But before I close off, I'm going to tell you guys where you can find us. If you're looking for us on our website, you can find us at www.activefm.co.za. Otherwise, on Instagram and Facebook at ActiveFM777. Or you can find me simply at RhymesandPoetry777 on Instagram. But this is your girl, Nalty Lee, signing out for another week. Peace out and God bless.
Christ music is hot music. Christ music is hot music.
Fire, baby.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lil Ma, I made it out the basement. Lil T, he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. High stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it. Hallelujah. Amen. Rose gold chain with the praying hands. Young T, that stand for greatness, that's my alias. Zoom off in the spaceship. From the cove, I was 13 with a proposition to cook up the stove. I could see the future, it was international, we flown. I saw lights blind and they knew all the words to my songs. I was stage diving, then I signed my name on their clothes. Mama watching from behind me backstage with my folks. I could see it vivid in my dreams, then it turned to smoke. Nightmares haunting me, constantly coming for me most, yeah, yeah. Look at Lil T from the cove. I was 16 when my first homie got murdered in the cold blood. Hold up. Lil T, it's a cold world. Keep your eyes open. Devils keep approaching, provoking. Will I be next? My paranoia keep controlling. Jehovah spoken. He said, young T, destined for greatness. That's the chosen. Angels speak to me like Mary Joseph. They singing hallelujah. I say amen with praying hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Look till he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. High stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it. Hallelujah, amen. Rose gold chain with the praying hands. Young T, that stand for greatness, that's my alias. Zoom off in the spaceship with my aliens. Yeah, look at Lil T from the cove. I was 18 when I first laid down that vocal on the Pro Tools. Trent said you got the whole juice. Cook up that soul food, Braswell. You gon' make it out for real, yeah. I was trying to make it, fighting against the odds. Car was broke down, I was unemployed. I was selling dope, charge after charge. I knew I was psyching. I was supposed to travel international shows all across the world. All across the world. All across the world.